True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just so frustrating. I remember when I decided I was not going to write a book about my son, Brandon. You know, ever since 2020, I've been writing children's books about my kids who have autism. I want to create awareness and acceptance for children who have special needs like mine. And you know, I'm doing all things, anything I can do. I'm having job fairs for adults with autism. I'm speaking at different events. I'm, you know, going in and doing lunch and learns with corporations. And I'm also writing children's books because I know that I have to be able to speak to my children's normal developing friends. See, my children's books are not necessarily for kids with autism. They are to educate their normal developing friends about how to support them. And to show them in a different light so that they can understand and know that this is a kid just like me. Maybe he just can't talk. This is a kid just like me. Maybe he just, you know, doesn't read as well. This is a kid just like me. He has a brother and a sister, and he has got mom and dad and grandparents, and he has similar experiences. And so when I wrote my daughter Cameron's autism book, folks loved it. It was amazing. Everybody lost their minds. And then Daniel's book came out and same reaction. It was people loved it. People loved the story of my son and how he learned to talk through music. Music educators and teachers all across the country were making sure that that book was stocked. McPhail lost their whole minds. Walker West School of Music lost their whole mind. And then it came time for Brandon's book to come out. And Brandon's a middle child, so he doesn't expect stuff, you know. Middle kids, they don't expect to get anything new. Everything's hand-me-down, and he's just, you know, low expectations. I love him. That's why he's my favorite kid. He doesn't give me any problems. And I told him, I said, Brandon, Mama's not going to do your book this year because the book banning people were out there screaming, and they were losing their minds. And they were snatching books off the shelf just because they have little black kids on the cover. And I intentionally make sure to put my entire family on the cover of our books so that kids can see this child has a mama and a daddy and siblings. This is not a hard luck story. This is not a historical young Dr. Martin Luther King or young Rosa Parks story. Brandon Brundage, Cameron Brundage, Daniel Brundage, they got stories, right? But I didn't want that fight. You know, we were coming off the heels of George Floyd. We were in COVID. I was worn out trying to build my business and still working. I was tired. And I told my son, Brandon, I said, we're not going to do your book because I don't want to fight these book banning people. We sell a lot of books in Texas, and that's where a lot of the books are getting banned. And so I don't want the struggle. I don't want the hassle. I don't want to be at the protest. I don't want to be speaking at the school board meeting. I know how it's going to go down. It's going to take a lot of mommy's time and energy and efforts away from our family. We've got some other stuff we're working on. So let's not do it this year. And my sweet little boy understood. And then he saw the Let's Go Brandon flag. He thought people were cheering for him. I went ahead and wrote the book anyway. And bam, we got another number one bestseller. But I still had to deal with the people, especially in light of it being inspired, not necessarily about, but being inspired by the Let's Go Brandon flag. There were people down in Florida and Texas that wanted to ban the book. And I had to speak to the school board. I had to speak to the churches. It did take the effort, right? And I thought, well, this is a Southern thing. Any self-respecting person is not going to try to ban children's books in Minnesota. I don't have to worry about that. That's a Florida and a Texas and Louisiana thing. I'll deal with that when it happens, right? So today, in your Star Tribune, St. Cloud Library System tackles record number of requests to ban and move books. So much so that Jenny Berg had to write a story about how the board approved an updated policy after challenges over quote unquote obscene books. An unprecedented number of requests just this year to move books, to ban books. It's just frustrating. We don't want to say anything about the guns. We don't want to do anything about violence. We don't want to do anything about hate speech. We don't want to do anything about racism and social injustice. But we want to get over here and ban children's books. Really? We don't have anything else to do with our time? If you don't want your child to read my book, that's fine. Don't buy it. If they come home with it, send it back to the school. Send a note to the teacher and say, hey, you know what? I don't want this book. If this book is read in my child's classroom, can you send them to the office, to the library, out on an errand, something? Give them some headphones. Let them watch Go Noodle. It is already hard enough for librarians and schools to do their jobs. They've got to take care of our kids. They've got to protect our kids from bad actors. They've got to make sure that they have enough space, that everybody is getting the food they need, the nourishment, the love they need. And then here you come, mad about a list of books, and now you want to cause trouble, cause drama, stir up confusion at school board meetings because you want to ban books. And it's always the loud voices that get the attention. And so I'm reading this story and I'm so frustrated because I'm getting ready to write Andrew's book. Andrew Does His Dance. Just, I swear to you, just this morning, I wasn't even going to talk about it yet, but just this morning, signed the contract with the publisher for Andrew's book. Coming out April 1st in honor of Autism Awareness Month. A book about how to make sure to support normal developing kids who have siblings with autism. Now, I ought to be able to put that book out with my son, who's co-author because he's 17, and not have to worry about somebody with a sign up that says God's children are not for sale and want to ban it just because there's a black family on the cover, or just because they don't believe that autism is real, or because I got vaccinated and they're still angry about it. You know, of all the things that we can be making right, you know how much effort and energy it takes to just cut up and act a fool for no reason? There's a lot of stuff that we need to fix in our community. There's a lot of work to be done. We still got redlining going on. There are children in our community who are underserved. We got whole neighborhoods with no grocery stores. There's a lot of abuse and neglect. It's getting cold. Our homeless people need somewhere to stay. You got kids going to school with no gloves on because their parents can't afford it. There's a lot of initiatives and things that you can take up if you got that kind of time on your hands. But instead, you want to sit in a school board meeting in St. Cloud to ban books that you deem inappropriate, challenging them. And listen, don't get me wrong. There's some books out there that I wouldn't let my kids read. We've gone into movie theaters to watch movies. And when we get in there, I say, you know what? This is not age appropriate. Let's go. Let's get a refund. Let's go see something else. There are books available. And if they come home with something and it's not appropriate, we're going to send a note back home to the teacher. Because you know what? I'm not going to inflict my values on you and your family. Because what your children might be mature enough to handle, my kids can't handle. So I'm just going to let the teacher know that this is not appropriate for my kids. But I'm not going to tell this librarian, whose job it is to curate books and provide reading options for children, that they need to ban a book because I don't like it, because I think it's inappropriate. I don't want my kids watching it. I'm not your kid's mama. And guess what? You're not my kid's daddy. And a lot of times the people who are banning books don't even have kids at all. Not in their school district. They have no stake in it. So if you got no skin in the game, get your flyer, get your poster, get up out of that school board meeting and let these librarians do their job. We'll be right back. It's just so frustrating. I remember when I decided I was not going to write a book about my son, Brandon. You know, ever since 2020, I've been writing children's books about my kids who have autism. I want to create awareness and acceptance for children who have special needs like mine. And, you know, I'm doing all things, anything I can do. I'm having job fairs for adults with autism. I'm speaking at different events. I'm, you know, going in and doing lunch and learns with corporations. And I'm also writing children's books. Because I know that I have to be able to speak to my children's normal developing friends. See, my children's books are not necessarily for kids with autism. They are to educate their normal developing friends about how to support them and to show them in a different light so that they can understand and know that this is a kid just like me. Maybe he just can't talk. This is a kid just like me. Maybe he just, you know, doesn't read as well. This is a kid just like me. He has a brother and a sister, and he has got mom and dad and grandparents, and he has similar experiences. And so when I wrote my daughter Cameron's autism book, folks loved it. It was amazing. Everybody lost their minds. And then Daniel's book came out, and same reaction. It was, people loved it. People love the story of my son and how he learned to talk through music. Music educators and teachers all across the country were making sure that that book was stocked. McPhail lost their whole minds. Walker West School of Music lost their whole mind. And then it came time for Brandon's book to come out. And Brandon's a middle child, so he doesn't expect stuff. You know, middle kids, they don't expect to get anything new. Everything's hand-me-down. And he's just, you know, low expectations. I love him. That's why he's my favorite kid. He doesn't give me any problems. And I told him, I said, Brandon, mama's not going to do your book this year. Because the book banning people were out there screaming and they were losing their minds. And they were snatching books off the shelf just because they have little black kids on the cover. And I intentionally make sure to put my entire family on the cover of our books so that kids can see this child has a mama and a daddy and siblings. This is not a hard luck story. This is not a historical young Dr. Martin Luther King or young Rosa Parks story. Brandon Brundage, Cameron Brundage, Daniel Brundage, they got stories, right? But I didn't want that fight. You know, we were coming off the heels of George Floyd. We were in COVID. I was worn out trying to build my business and still working. I was tired. And I told my son, Brandon, I said, we're not going to do your book. Because I don't want to fight these book banning people. We sell a lot of books in Texas, and that's where a lot of the books are getting banned. And so I don't want the struggle. I don't want the hassle. I don't want to be at the protest. I don't want to be speaking at the school board meeting. I know how it's going to go down. It's going to take a lot of mommy's time and energy and efforts away from our family. We've got some other stuff we're working on. So let's not do it this year. And my sweet little boy understood. And then he saw the Let's Go Brandon flag. He thought people were cheering for him. I went ahead and wrote the book anyway. And bam, we got another number one bestseller. But I still had to deal with the people, especially in light of it being inspired. Not necessarily about, but being inspired by the Let's Go Brandon flag. There were people down in Florida and Texas that wanted to ban the book. And I had to speak to the school board. I had to speak to the churches. It did take the effort, right? And I thought, well, this is a Southern thing. Any self-respecting person is not going to try to ban children's books in Minnesota. I don't have to worry about that. That's a Florida and a Texas and Louisiana thing. I'll deal with that when it happens, right? So today, in your Star Tribune, St. Cloud Library System tackles record number of requests to ban and move books. So much so that Jeannie Berg had to write a story about how the board approved an updated policy after challenges over quote-unquote obscene books. An unprecedented number of requests just this year to move books, to ban books. It's just frustrating. We don't want to say anything about the guns. We don't want to do anything about violence. We don't want to do anything about hate speech. We don't want to do anything about racism and social injustice. But we want to get over here and ban children's books. Really? We don't have anything else to do with our time? If you don't want your child to read my book, that's fine. Don't buy it. If they come home with it, send it back to the school. Send a note to the teacher and say, hey, you know what? I don't want this book. If this book is read in my child's classroom, can you send them to the office, to the library, out on an errand, something? Give them some headphones. Let them watch Go Noodle. It is already hard enough for librarians and schools to do their jobs. They've got to take care of our kids. They've got to protect our kids from bad actors. They've got to make sure that they have enough space, that everybody is getting the food they need, the nourishment, the love they need. And then here you come, mad about a list of books, and now you want to cause trouble, cause drama, stir up confusion at school board meetings because you want to ban books. And it's always the loud voices that get the attention. And so I'm reading this story and I'm so frustrated because I'm getting ready to write Andrew's book. Andrew Does His Dance. Just, I swear to you, just this morning, I wasn't even going to talk about it yet, but just this morning, signed the contract with the publisher for Andrew's book. Coming out April 1st in honor of Autism Awareness Month. A book about how to make sure to support normal developing kids who have siblings with autism. Now, I ought to be able to put that book out with my son, who's co-author because he's 17, and not have to worry about somebody with a sign up that says God's children are not for sale and want to ban it just because there's a black family on the cover or just because they don't believe that autism is real. Or because I got vaccinated and they're still angry about it. You know, of all the things that we can be making right, you know how much effort and energy it takes to just cut up and act the fool for no reason? There's a lot of stuff that we need to fix in our community. There's a lot of work to be done. We still got redlining going on. There are children in our community who are underserved. We got whole neighborhoods with no grocery stores. There's a lot of abuse and neglect. It's getting cold. Our homeless people need somewhere to stay. You got kids going to school with no gloves on because their parents can't afford it. There's a lot of initiatives and things that you can take up if you got that kind of time on your hands. But instead, you want to sit in a school board meeting in St. Cloud to ban books that you deem inappropriate, challenging them. And listen, don't get me wrong, there's some books out there that I wouldn't let my kids read. We've gone into movie theaters to watch movies. And when we get in there, I say, you know what? This is not age appropriate. Let's go. Let's get a refund. Let's go see something else. There are books available. And if they come home with something and it's not appropriate, we're going to send a note back home to the teacher. Because you know what? I'm not going to inflict my values on you and your family. Because what your children might be mature enough to handle, my kids can't handle. So I'm just going to let the teacher know that this is not appropriate for my kids. But I'm not going to tell this librarian, whose job it is to curate books and provide reading options for children, that they need to ban a book because I don't like it, because I think it's inappropriate. I don't want my kids watching it. I'm not your kid's mama. And guess what? You're not my kid's daddy. And a lot of times the people who are banning books don't even have kids at all. Not in their school district. They have no stake in it. So if you got no skin in the game, get your flyer, get your poster, get up out of that school board meeting and let these librarians do their job. We'll be right back.